Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Much as expected, the carnage continues on global stock markets, fueled by fears over inflation, especially in the US. In New York overnight, the S&P 500 closed down 3.9%, taking the market into bear territory. In other words, down more than 20% from its record high in early January. The Dow was down 2.8%, the Nasdaq down 4.7%. Asia-Pacific markets have also slipped. Tokyo this morning, the Nikkei is down 2%, Hong Kong down just under 1%, Sydney playing catch-up after yesterday's holiday, down 4.7%. All eyes now on the Fed ahead of tomorrow's announcement on interest rates. The experts say it may hike by as much as 1% in a bid to tame rapidly rising inflation. So, amidst all of this, how did the JSE fare? Well, we were also down. The all share off 2.1%, the top 40 the same. But if we compare ourselves with the Americans, we're not doing too badly. Year to date, the S&P 500 down 21.3%. Our top 40 is only down, 10.4%. The all share is down, but just less than 10%, so it's not pretty on the JSE, but it could be an awful lot worse. The US dollar has firmed, again now 104 to the euro, and the risk-off sentiment is keeping pressure on the rand. We did come back very slightly overnight, 16.07 this morning to the dollar, 16.74 to the euro, 19.56 to sterling. Gold is also easier, down $40 to 18.25, platinum 9.45, Brent crude oil back up to just over $122 a barrel. The other big loser, Bitcoin, trading this morning just over $22,000 per coin, down well over 14% in the last 24 hours, and 65% down from its all-time high last November. In other news this morning, a new plan reveals a comprehensive strategy to deal with the scourge of load shedding by 2024. It comes from consultancy Meridian Economics, which says that some 96% of last year's load shedding could have been avoided if just 5 gigawatts of more variable renewable energy had been added to the grid. Going forward, the plan calls for 10 gigawatts of mostly wind and solar to be added. The alternative, if that doesn't happen, is that we'll see a tenfold increase in load shedding by 2026 when Stage 8 becomes an awful reality. Meridian adds that it's going to take considerable political will to make this plan happen. And finally, Formula One boss Stefano Domenicali is in the country for talks about bringing a Grand Prix back to Kyalami. Bloomberg reports it could happen as early as next year.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.